Is, are they the kind that the shell comes apart in two pieces?
That's right. That's right.
There's another kind of nut that's a kind of a flat nut, and it's kind of yellow looking on the outside. They're kind of flat. They're almonds, or have you seen those?
I see them.
If you went down to the store, there's a kind of a fruit that people eat, and sometimes they squeeze them to get juice for breakfast. There are
orange.
And if the people, somebody sent you to the store to get some, and there weren't any there, you'd say, well, I didn't get any because the oranges there weren't any there, they were all
gone. You got to mash on that. I'm about to go see. Oh.
Did they get damp last night?
The dew. I wanted them to stay out in the dew. The damp. But you draw them. Draw them. Make them put in white.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. See, I don't have no sister here to wash. And I don't rinse them. I wash them out the washing machine, put them in the rinsing water. I can't rinse them in two waters to get all the soap soot out of them. That's why I let them stay out and bleach that.
I wondered why people left them outside overnight. I knew
there
was a reason, but I didn't know
what it was. That's the reason I leave mine out. But she up the hill, she want all the water, the landlady. She got hiring outside and inside. She don't put no water here.
Well, where do you catch your water for washing?
I just see that bowl out there.
Oh.
That's where I wash the
water. See.
And I put my long tub on that bowl and catch it good. But I have to wash out.
I see.
That's why I had to let them stay out. I don't like too much soap suits in my clothes.
It's hard to get it out, too.
Mm-hmm. That's why I let them stay out.
When your little boys were small, did you have diapers for them?
Yeah, I had diapers.
You must. How in the world did you ever get all those washed and hung out?
Well, I'd wash them out and hang them out and let them stay out all night and bleach.
My goodness, I think that'd be terrible.
Mm-hmm. It did be terrible.
There's some vegetables that people, name some vegetables for me that people grow in their gardens, in their little home gardens.
Mustards, turnips, cabbages, collards, rutabagas. I say turnips. Turnips, onions, sweet peas, crowder peas, snap beans. Okra, tomatoes, pepper, red pepper, carrots, beets. There is all that.
You missed a couple of them. Unbelievably,
I did.
You missed a couple that I was wanting you to
sweet peas,
say
did I see?
What about this red, juicy kind of vegetable that grows on vines?
Red juice.
They're red and they're juicy and you slice them to eat them.
Tomatoes?
That's what I was thinking.
I call them tomatoes.
I was trying to keep track here and I missed that.
I call it okra and tomatoes together. You didn't remember?
I missed that. I'm sorry. I found the okra down here and I wasn't following the tomatoes. Did you ever hear anybody call little bitty tomatoes anything?
Little bitty tomatoes. They makes them too.
What do they call those?
They don't call them nothing but tomatoes.
Little tomatoes. Do you ever hear them called cherry tomatoes or
tiny toes? I ain't hear no name, nothing but tomatoes.
And there's another kind of something that's red that grows in that's red on the outside and white on the inside.
That's
and they're kind of sharp. They kind of burn your tongue when you bite into them.